October, day 19. It looks like I'm still lost on that detour road at the moment. Because today's question, what is the first track you knew all the words to in its entirety? Well, I think the first track, or song, would be the same just about for everyone. I think it's probably Happy Birthday. As for the first track, if you mean song, I haven't got the foggiest idea. No way could I remember what it is. So instead, I've decided to pick a track that I particularly like for its lyrics, because I think they're just fantastically vitriolic. They're brilliant. And it's a song from Edwyn Collins. So what I'm also going to play at the start of this is a little piece from the BBC. So BBC Radio 4 do a programme called Master Tapes, where they take a classic album and they do two programmes. They do one where they just talk to the artist about what went into making that album and, you know, everything about that, and they play live as well. So that's called the A-side, and then the B-side, as they call it, is broadcast next week, and that's where they get people in the audience to actually ask the person questions. So last year they did one on Edwyn Collins's album Gorgeous George. So there was Edwyn and his wife, who's also his manager, Grace, there, and the guys from his current band, and me and Atmospheric were really lucky to get tickets to go. So we went down to Maid Vale for the recording. That was brilliant. It was an absolutely brilliant day. So I thought I'd include the question from the B-side programme before you hear the song.
You've brought with you today, and it's sitting here on the desk in front of us, a notebook from about 93, 94. And within that book you were showing me before we started recording this afternoon, these are the sketches for the songs that ended up on Gorgeous George, and there are alternate titles, there are lyrics that never made it to the record, there are also overarching themes of the sort of things you want to express.
Sketches.
And you see his lyrics all over. He's a shocking speller. It's always been...
Cheers for that, Grace. Even before my stroke.
Mm-hmm. You were a really bad speller.
It's like a really bizarre version of Mr. and Mrs. this program, isn't it? Next question is from Rebecca Rubio, who's a company director from Portsmouth and who first saw Edwyn when she was 14.
There's a lot of anger in Gorgeous George.
Yeah.
Do the same things still get you angry these days?
No, there's a lot of anger, especially Campaign for Real Rock.
Which is the first track on the album.
Yeah. But I was railing at the world. I was furious at people. And nowadays, I'm past it. I don't care anymore.
What were you furious at? Whether the other people were more successful than you at the time?
It's sad. Isn't it?
We should just say at this point, because I'm just going to lean behind me here and pull out.
Yes.
This, I'm showing to the audience here at Maid Vale, one of those billboards that used to be, well, they still have them in London Underground trains, and they are poems. Poem for the Underground. And and it's usually Keats or Byron or Shelley or somebody.
Famous.
And this says Edwyn Collins, The Campaign for Real Rock, and the lyrics are then written out, and it has the official London Underground logo there. Now, Grace, this is not an official poem for the Underground, is it?
No. Tell me about it.
I believe nowadays they call it a guerrilla marketing tactic. Edwyn came home with one of the tube ads so that we could get the dimensions and said, I've got an idea, I'm going to be an unofficial poems on the Underground thing. So you say, I'm doing the Jubilee Line and you do the Northern Line.
And you would remove the official poem and replace it with...
Not the poems, just any old advert.
Any old advert.
Yeah. Right. Just take them out and slide these in and try and look as if I was an official employee of London Underground.
So people would be heading to work, would look up, see the poem for the day and would read the gathering of the tribes descending vultures from the caustic sky, the rotting carcass of July, an ugly sun hung out to dry.
Good lyrics.
Your gorgeous hippie dreams are dying, etc.
etc.
And great lyrics.
Yeah. And I would see them, obviously, as I was replacing my thing with the...
What's going on? I'm mad. Angry. Ranting at the world. Yeah. Frustration and anger.
But it's
spilled
good.
Out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. And you can see that. Your frazzled brains are putrefying, repackaged, sold and sanitised. The devil's music exercised. You live, you die, you live, you die. I mean, it goes on like this. Yeah. But you stand by that song, though, Edwin. I mean, it's written in a state of mind, in a time and place, and you were angry, and you're not anymore, and you are, by your own admission, a far more mellow and accepting character than you might have been. But you stand by these lyrics.
You stand by the lyrics, don't you?
Yeah.
Caustic sky, the running carcass of July. the summer festival, the truly detestable summer festival. Yes, 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 it's the summer festival, the truly detestable summer festival. Yes, 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 it's the summer festival, the truly detestable summer festival. Yes, 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 it's the summer festival.